Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good morning, I should say, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your hostess, Evangelist Teresa Scott. I'm coming to you at 1:30 a.m. on Sunday, April the 15th, 2002. And I'm coming to you to make this CD, and I'm calling it Woman, Thou Art Loosed. There are many of us women who are walking around broken in spirit, broken in our minds, and just don't know where to turn. Some of us have been abused, and some of us have been misused by others, and we feel like we're all used up. Some of us have been experiencing some things in our lives that we feel like we should not have had to go through, but we went through them anyway. Some women are walking around still holding on to things that happened to them in previous relationships. And, you know, maybe you're going through a problem right now and you have a disease in your body. Maybe you're in a bad relationship right now. Maybe you just hate yourself because of some things that happened to you when you were younger. But I'm here to let you know that the same Jesus that spoke to the woman in Luke chapter 13 is the same Jesus that can heal you today. And we're going to read that scripture. And we're going to read it, and we're going to listen to what the word of the Lord says, and we want to be healed on this day in the name of Jesus. And if you have your Bibles, would you please turn to Luke chapter 13, and we will begin at verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. If you have an infirmity on tonight or this morning, and you desire to be loosed from that infirmity, I ask you to take everything that you've believed until this point and put that aside and believe the word of God as it is written, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Praise the Lord our God. Hallelujah. And I want to read it again because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Luke chapter 13, starting at verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. If you're able to listen to this right now and you have an infirmity, Jesus is calling you to himself and saying to you, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. No longer do you have to walk around bowed. No longer do you have to walk around depressed. No longer do you have to walk around sad and in fear. But the Lord Jesus is speaking to you through his word tonight. And he's saying, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Do you believe that on tonight? Do you believe that the same Jesus that spoke to this woman who was bowed down for 18 years, this woman who had a spirit of infirmity on her. In this case, it was a sickness. It was a spirit of infirmity on her that she had for 18 years. But Jesus saw her and he said, Come here, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And these are the same words that I speak to you by the authority of the name of Jesus, that woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed from unforgiveness. Thou art loosed from bad memories. Thou art loosed from bad words spoken over your life. Thou art loosed from whatever disease or sickness that is wrecking your body right now. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We know that it is not the will of God that we walk around bowed down. It's not the will of God that we walk around diseased and in turmoil and stressed out and suicidal and taking pills because we just don't really want to feel the pain that we're feeling, or drinking alcohol because the pain is just too much. But Jesus, his word is speaking to you right now and telling you, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is no higher authority than the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And if Jesus said it then, he's saying the same thing to you now, because his word does not change. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I praise God today. Hallelujah. That woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. But you have to speak the word of God, and you have to believe the word of God, because the word of God is life. The word of God is power. The word of God is healing to your soul. Hallelujah. But you have to not only speak the word of God, but you have to believe the word of God and what the word of God says, and believe that God said it. When Jesus said it to that woman in Luke chapter 13, he says the same thing to you. Why? Because God is not a respecter of persons. What he'll do for one, he'll do for another. Glory to God. As long as it's according to his will, hallelujah. If we pray, whatever we pray, believing, as long as it's according to the will of God, he hears us and he answers us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank God tonight. Woman, for thou art loosed from your infirmity. You can listen to this over and over. then, and you can say to yourself, I am loosed from mind infirmity. I am loosed today from depression. I am loosed today from anxiety. I am loosed today from fear. I am loosed today from the spirit of rejection. I am loosed today from the spirit of abandonment. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to walk around and hide and try to be somebody you're not because of the hurt that you've experienced in your life. Maybe you're walking around and you're angry and you don't know why you're angry, but then you think about it and you say, you know, I went through this and I went through that and I'm just angry because I can't get back at the person that did this to me. Well, first I would ask you if you would just go into your prayer closet and ask God, hallelujah, to help you to forgive the person that did you wrong. Ask God to help you to forgive them, because we know the Word of God tells us to forgive so that we might be forgiven of our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. So I would ask you to go in your prayer closet and ask God to help you to forgive, because forgiveness is helping you. Not the other person, but it's helping you. And trust me, I know what I'm talking about, because I walked around with unforgiveness in my heart for many, many years. I harbored unforgiveness in my heart, and I felt like because I was holding unforgiveness in my heart, I was actually hurting the person who had hurt me. But they didn't know I was holding on to forgiveness. They didn't know that I was holding on to unforgiveness towards them. They went on with their lives. They did what they did, and they went on with their lives. Glory to God. But God had to show me that when I forgive others, it's helping me, hallelujah, not only so that I can be forgiven by my Heavenly Father, but so that stress of holding onto that stuff can just leave me so that I can move on ahead in the Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that we have an enemy, our adversary, the devil. The Bible tells us that Satan walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And if we allow him to devour us, then we definitely will be devoured. But I speak into your life today, and I speak to you. I don't know your name, and I don't know who you are, but I speak to you by the Spirit of God and say, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed from the spirit of infirmity. Thou art loosed from that spirit that Satan hath bound you with all these years. You are now loosed, hallelujah, by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Glory to God, hallelujah. I bless the name of the Lord tonight, hallelujah. I bless the name of the Lord that thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Glory to God, hallelujah. I thank God for his deliverance tonight. I thank him for you being delivered. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we want to go and read some scriptures on tonight to bless your soul, hallelujah. And these scriptures that you hear, that I read into your hearing, I want you to repeat these scriptures. I want you to say them out loud, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if you continue to speak the word of God, the more you speak the word of God, the more you will begin to believe the word of God. The more you begin to believe the word of God, the more you begin to see the word of God coming to pass in your life. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because God's word will not return unto him void, according to Isaiah chapter 55. God's word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish in the thing where it was sent, and it will prosper. It's not going to come back to God void. It's going to prosper. Wherever it was sent, it's going to prosper. If your heart is broken and you're reading scriptures on the word of God, God's word is going to prosper, and God's word is going to heal you. If you believe that in your heart, glory to God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. And Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Again, that was Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10. Psalm chapter 55, verse 22 says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. What is your burden today? Cast it on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit you to be moved. Glory to God. If you are righteous, he will never permit you to be moved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have to believe this word of God. Hallelujah. Because God is his word. God is his word. God is his word. And his word will not change. And his word will not return unto him void. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John 14, chapter 13 says, whatever you ask in my name, this will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. What is it that you want to ask the Jesus tonight? Whatever you want to ask the Father in the name of Jesus tonight, what is it that you want to ask him? Do you need healing? Do you need to be delivered? Do you need to be set free? Do you need some healing in your mind? Do you need healing in your spirit? Where do you need healing? You need healing in your body. Hallelujah. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every woman listening to this CD, Father God, and I pray for her right now that she will be delivered, that she will be healed, that she will be set free in the name of Jesus, and she will be loosed from her infirmities in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that the woman listening to this CD, Lord God, whatever her infirmity is, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that her faith will increase in you, that she might be loosed from her infirmity, Father God, in the name of Jesus, just like the woman in Luke chapter 13. Jesus called her unto him, and she said, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Hallelujah, glory to God. So I speak to you, woman, in the name of Jesus, and say that you are loosed from your infirmity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You do not have to hide behind alcohol anymore. You do not have to hide behind the pills anymore. You don't have to hide behind sex anymore. You don't have to go to church and act like everything is okay anymore, because Jesus wants to heal you. He says, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. You can stop where you are right now, and you can begin to praise God. You can begin to thank him and glorify him. Hallelujah. For loosing you from your infirmities. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can lay your own hands on your head and pray for your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you can speak to yourself and speak to your mind and say, I am loosed from my infirmity in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can lay hands on yourself and speak, hallelujah, to yourself and say, hallelujah, as it is written in the word of God, I am loosed from my infirmity. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to give you a brief testimony, hallelujah, about myself and how God loosed me from my infirmity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had a very severe situation in my life years ago. Hallelujah. And, you know, because of the trauma of my childhood, I was in foster care, and I went from home to home to home, and I was abused, and I was mistreated, and I was talked bad about. So, you know, make a long story short, I wound up a mental wreck, an emotional wreck. I was a disaster waiting to happen. I was a disaster waiting to happen. And throughout my life growing up, before I really came to know the Lord, I had so much hate in my heart. I had so much anger in my spirit. I had so much inside of me that I didn't care about anything or anybody. I had so much within me that I wanted to hurt people before they hurt me, because I had been so hurt in my life. But one day, and I mean recently, one day, last year in 2011, I was in my room minding my business, and I began to talk to God, and I asked God to heal me. I said, God, I need to be healed from this stuff that is pushed down, that I pushed down, and I tried to, you know, live above it, and I tried to act like everything was okay, but my behavior was such that I knew something was wrong, but I couldn't put my hand on it because I had suppressed it. I had pushed it down so far. But that day in my room when I began to talk to God, He began to heal me. From that moment, I asked Him to heal me, and I began to pray. And as I began to pray, the Spirit of God moved on me, and I began to cry out to Him like I never cried out to Him before. And He healed me, and He's still healing me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because there were layers and layers of things that happened to me when I was a little girl and being in foster homes and being abused by these people and being rejected by my mom and being rejected by the foster people in the foster homes and being called names. And say, people saying things to me and people touching me and molesting me and doing all kind of things to me as a little girl. But God had to take off the layers. He's taken layer by layer by layer off of me so that I might be healed. And the same thing can happen to you. I don't know what happened to you in your life. I don't know if you suffered any of the things that I suffered, but I know that an infirmity is an infirmity. And whatever it was that happened to you, God can heal you from that infirmity. Not only was I in abusive foster care and foster homes, but I also got married and experienced emotional abuse and rejection from my husband. And then I left him and then wound up being with someone else. And when I was with him, he was not there for me emotionally. So I'm taking the baggage from my first marriage, and then I'm going into another relationship without being healed. So I'm taking all of that into the next relationship. And this new relationship was not emotionally available for me. He wasn't there for me. He was into crack cocaine, and that's all he wanted to do. That was his wife. That was his life. Hallelujah. But I decided that I was going to be in a relationship with this guy anyway, not being healed from the other one, because I was just looking for love. I needed love. I needed someone to love me because I didn't experience it to the fullest degree when I was younger, being passed from home to home. I was looking for love, and I was a hurt person. I was a little girl in a grown person's body, and I was constantly being hurt and constantly being hurt and constantly allowing men to hurt me and constantly putting myself in situations where I could be hurt, because a part of me wanted to feel that hurt because I felt like I deserved it. Part of me wanted to linger in that hurt because it was familiar to me. Part of me wanted to just, you know, have somebody hurt me because I was too scared to hurt myself. So I was lingering in that, you know, stream of difficulty. I was lingering in that stream of emotional distress. Glory to God. And I didn't know to pray the word. I didn't know that I could pray the word of God and the word of God would come alive in me and heal me. I didn't know that. But glory to God, one day He showed me, hallelujah, His word. And God has told me in His word, hallelujah, that He is near. He is near to the brokenhearted, and He saves the crushed in spirit. He was talking to me, and that is Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. If you are brokenhearted and you are crushed in your spirit, the Lord is near to you. Why don't you reach out to Him right now? Why don't you reach out to God right now? You can put this CD on pause and you can reach out to God right now. And you can say, God, I'm brokenhearted. God, whatever it is that happened in your life, you can talk to God and you can say, Lord, You said You're near to me because I'm brokenhearted and You saved the crushed in spirit. And God, I'm brokenhearted and my spirit is crushed because I've been through this and I've been through that. But God, I need You right now in the name of Jesus. I need You right now to heal me in the name of Jesus. I need You right now, God, to perform Your word in my life because I can't make it. I can't go on another minute. Lord God, I need You right now. I need You right now. I need You right now. Psalm 147 verse 3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. I tell you, I was a woman in distress. I tell you, I was a woman, hallelujah, who was hurting and abused, and God had to heal me because I was on a life of destruction, on a road of destruction, hallelujah, glory to God. But I thank God, hallelujah, for his healing power. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God, hallelujah. I thank God because the same God that is delivering me, the same God that is delivering me will deliver you. God is not a respecter of persons. Glory to God. If you want to be healed tonight, right now, if you want to be healed, all you have to do is trust God. All you have to do is ask him, God, I need you to heal me. God, I need to be healed. God, I want to be healed, and I believe your word tonight that you are near to them who are broken heart and are crushed in spirit. God, my heart is broken. I'm crushed in spirit, and I need you right now. I need you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to heal me. And believe me what I tell you, God will begin to heal you. Yes, he will. God will begin to heal you. Yes, he will. God will begin to heal you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to stand in agreement with you for your healing. I want to stand in agreement with you that, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. I want to stand in agreement with you, having been a woman who was abused and rejected and went through so many things in her life, I want to stand with you. I want to stand in agreement with you for your healing. I want to stand in agreement with you for your deliverance, because the same God who delivered me, the same God who delivered me, will deliver you. Do you believe him tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you believe him tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bless God for your healing, woman. I bless God for your healing. Hallelujah. I bless God for your healing tonight. Hallelujah. I bless him for your healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I know that what you're going through right now doesn't feel good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God will bind it up for you. Hallelujah. He will bind up your wounds. Yes, he will. This is what his word says. Hallelujah. In Psalm 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted. He heals, a continuous healing. He heals the brokenhearted, and he binds up their wounds. Hallelujah. God's not going to just leave you out there hanging. Trust him. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. And that is found in Proverbs 3:5-6. I'm not talking to you as an evangelist. I'm talking to you as a woman who was broken. I'm talking to you as a woman who needed God in the worst way. I'm talking to you as a woman who, instead of letting God heal me and help me, I lashed out at the world. I did things to hurt my own self. I did things to make things bad for me because I didn't trust God. I didn't even know to trust God. But I'm telling you, you don't have to go down the path that I went through. Allow God to heal you. Allow God to heal you. If you will read Isaiah 41:10, it says, fear not. This is God speaking. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. He said, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God is saying, I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. He says, fear not. I know it might be rough right now, but he says, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. God is trying to comfort somebody tonight with his word. Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How can you not trust a God that tells you in his word, I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. There leaves no room for doubt where he's saying to you, woman, there leaves no room for doubt what God is saying to you. He has to fulfill his word because he's not a liar. He says, I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This is what God says. This is what his word says. And his word is not going to return to him without accomplishing what it is supposed to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I bless God for your deliverance on tonight. Glory to God. I thank God for you, woman, who is being loosed from her infirmities right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 107:20 says, he sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Can you hear the word of God? It says, he, talking about God, sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Delivered them from their destruction. Oh, hallelujah. What a word from God. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word on tonight. Hallelujah. I thank him for his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you want to be healed tonight? Do you want to accept the word of God tonight? Do you want to believe the word of God tonight? Hallelujah. Because God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you. I bless the Lord our God on tonight for his healing. For his healing virtue. If you would read in the book of Isaiah chapter 53. It tells us that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. We were healed. We were healed. So since we were healed, we are healed. Since we were healed, we are healed. Glory to God. We're healed from our sin. We're healed from our transgression and our iniquities. We're healed from whatever it is that we're going through. We're healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But might I say this to you? Whoever has hurt you, please forgive them. Whether they're still alive or whether they have passed on, please forgive them. Please forgive them, because holding on to unforgiveness is not helping the situation at all. Please forgive them. Just like God forgave you, forgive them. Forgive them. Forgive them. Yes, what they did to you was wrong, but forgive them. Forgive them. Forgive them. Because God wants to heal you. God wants to heal you. God wants to heal you. See, the Bible tells us in John 10:10 that the thief comes only to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Jesus said that I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. There's no life walking around with a spirit of infirmity. There's no life walking around depressed and angry and bitter. There's no life in that. Glory to God. But Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But he said, I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. You can speak this word and say, Jesus, I thank you that you came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I thank you for my life. I thank you, hallelujah, that I have life, and not only have life, but I have life more abundantly. I thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Isaiah 43:18 says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Now, I know some of you will be saying, well, how can I forget so-and-so? How can I forget such-and-such? How can I get past this? He says, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Lay hands on your head and begin to pray. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to help me not to remember the things of old. not to remember those things, those former things, the things that happened in my life that keeps trying to keep me bound and hinder me so that I don't go forth. Lord, I don't want to remember those things. I want a renewed mind. I want a transformed mind. I want to be renewed in the spirit of my mind. I want to be renewed because I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, see, as believers, we do not take the proper authority that we have in the name of Jesus, because Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And he said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. I give you authority over all his power. I give you authority over anything the enemy tries to bring. I give you authority over that. Jesus is passing the authority over to us, and we sit with this authority available to us, and we don't even use it. That's why so many of us women are bound up. So many people in general, man or woman, are bound up because we will not take the authority of the name of Jesus and use it against the enemy. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. That weapon of depression, in the name of Jesus, you take authority over that weapon of depression. That weapon of fear, you take authority over that weapon of fear in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us power and love and a sound mind. And you declare today that you have a sound mind in the name of Jesus. You declare today and tomorrow and the next day and the day after that and the day after that that you have a sound mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You declare in the name of Jesus that there is no bitterness in you. There is no hate in you. There is no anger in you, but only the love of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you tell the enemy, I have authority over you in the name of Jesus, and I take authority over this depression right now in the name of Jesus. I take authority of this spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because who the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I would ask you that if you have access to the internet, that you will begin to look up scriptures on healing, and you will begin to look up scriptures on deliverance, and you will begin to do a word search, because you have to do line upon line and precept upon precept, and you want to be able to continuously speak the word of God. You want to be able to choose life. Hallelujah. You don't want to speak death, because I believe it is Proverbs 18:21. It says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So what you say out of your mouth has power. It has power to kill, or it has power to give a life. You want to begin to speak the word of God. You don't want to continue to rehearse with your mouth those things that happened to you. You don't want to continue to rehearse those things. You don't want to continue to say you hate so-and-so. You don't want to continue to say that your life is never going to be any good because XYZ happened to you. You don't want to say that. You want to say that I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and behold, I am made new. You want to say what Luke says in chapter 13. Now remember, this is written by Luke the physician. Luke was a physician. He wasn't just an ordinary man. Luke was a physician. So he had knowledge of infirmities, but he recognized that this was a spirit of infirmity. He recognized that Satan had bound her these 18 years. He recognized that this wasn't just a natural sickness, but this is something that Satan had bound her with. If you read the rest of that portion of scripture, I stopped at verse number 12. Where it says, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity, in Luke chapter 13. But verse 13 of chapter 13, it says, and he laid his hands on her. Jesus laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made whole and glorified God. Now, let me tell you something about that. We're going to stop there, but we're going to continue in a moment. Jesus laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made whole, and she glorified God. Sometimes God heals us, and we don't even tell him thank you. Sometimes God heals us, and we don't even give him a praise. We act like, oh, you were supposed to do that, God. But when God begins to heal you, and you're going to know when he begins to heal you, begin to praise him and begin to thank him. Don't be like those five of those lepers that went away and didn't even thank God, didn't even thank Jesus for healing them, didn't say anything. They just went on about their way. Begin to praise God and magnify God, for he has healed you. Even before you even notice the healing process, begin to glorify him right now. Begin to magnify him right now. Why? Because God's word is not going to lie. God's word cannot lie. God cannot lie. And if God says he's going to heal you, and God says he's near to them of a broken heart, if God says he's binding up your wounds, then you ought to begin to praise him now and tell him thank you. Tell him thank you for binding up your wounds. Tell him thank you for healing you. Tell him thank you for delivering you. Tell him thank you for saving you. Glory to God. Tell him thank you, hallelujah, for giving you a clean heart. Tell him thank you, hallelujah, for renewing your mind. Tell him thank you, God. Thank you, God, for helping me to forgive. Tell him thank you, God, hallelujah. Begin to glorify him and magnify him and watch what God will do for you. Watch what God will do for you. Watch what he will do for you. I'm a believer. Because I know God has healed me. God has healed me from physical infirmities. He has healed me from spiritual infirmities. He has healed me from emotional infirmities. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And I can tell you, I laid in a hospital at the point of death. And a woman of God came and laid her hands on me and asked me, did I believe God? And I told her yes. My blood count was so low that I should have been dead at that particular time. It was 2.3, I believe it was. And the doctors didn't know what was wrong with me. They didn't know why my blood count was so low, because there was no internal bleeding. They did not know what was going on. The doctor said to my husband, your wife is dying right now. And he began to weep. And as the woman of God came up, she spoke with my husband and said, do you believe God? And he said, yes. And she began to speak the word of God over me. She began to have my husband speak the word of God over me. Even in his sadness and his sorrow, she began to have him speak the word of God over me. And as they both began to speak the word of God over me, the woman of God laid her hands on my belly. And I kid you not, the fire went through my body, and I felt it, and I will never forget it. The fire of God went through my belly and began to heal me. The doctors took my blood again. And when they took my blood again, my blood count had risen somewhat. And they said, we don't know what happened, but your wife is going to be okay. We don't know what happened, but your wife is going to be okay. I don't remember what happened after that. And that's been over 10 years ago. I don't know what happened after that. But I know that I am here today to let you know that God is a healer and God is not a respecter of persons. I'm here to let you know today that even in my mental state that I was in, where I went through such a trauma in my life, I went through years of hell. I went through years of hell because I was mad at God. I went through years of sickness. I went through years of just pain, physical pain, mental pain. I went through so much pain because I was mad at God. And I said, God, why? Why would you allow this to happen to me? God, why would you allow this to happen to me? So I went out and I did things calling myself mad at God. I was drinking, you know, and I was out there just giving my body away because I didn't care anymore. I didn't believe God loved me. I didn't believe God cared. So if God didn't care, why should I care? But one day, God let me know that he really does love me. One day, God let me know that all that stuff that happened to me, he didn't do that to me. It was sent from Satan to destroy me. It was sent from Satan to destroy me. And I'm telling you the same thing. Don't blame God. Don't be mad at God for the things that you went through. Don't be mad at God. Begin to praise him and thank him for healing you and delivering you. Begin to praise him and thank him for giving you authority over the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Begin to thank him for your new life, your new mind, a new spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Begin to ask God to forgive you for whatever you've done. Yes, we have to visit that, because sometimes we say so-and-so did so-and-so, but then we forget that we've done some things in our lives that we need to ask God to forgive us for. So ask God to forgive you for whatever it is that you've done that was outside of his will. Ask God to forgive you for your sin, your transgression, your iniquity. Ask him to forgive you. And guess what? If you mean it, he'll forgive you. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. But I'm asking you today, choose life. I'm asking you today to choose life. I'm asking you today to speak life. Speak life. Speak life to your situation. Speak life to yourself. And watch and see what God will do for you. Watch and see what God will do for you. I bless God for you tonight, and I thank him for his word. And I would ask you, in the name of Jesus, that you will begin to speak his word. I will ask you, in the name of Jesus, to begin to speak his word. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I bless God for you. And I stand in agreement with you for your healing and your complete deliverance in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, and God bless you. I love you, but God loves you best.